not the halacha that it's a very practical halacha. We visited it many times. And another halacha, which is also well known from the other end of the Shulchan Aruch, and yet the explanations given for these two halachas don't jive with each other. And the worst problem of all is that they both come from the same source, same tshuva. They both come from the same tshuva, and they don't seem to fit. So we'll see what we make of it. And be'ezus Hashem, I think with the help of the Vilna Gaon, we'll come to clear sailing. In Siman Tov Kuf Samaches Sif Zayin, the subject is Adarishan Adashani. Kishira Yom Shemes Ovi Vo'imo Ibadu. A person's parent died in Adar, meaning Adar of a regular year. Va'ashana Mubaris, and now they come to a leap year, such as we have this year. So now the Shaila is, so which is Adar? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? When's the outside? So the Mechaber says he's honor of Adar Beis, that he should fast in Adar Beis. V'yesh Oimran, dies Anar B'Rishon. He should fast in the first one. And this is the Mari Mintz. Okay, remember the Mari Mintz, because we're going to bump into the Mari Mintz again soon. So the Chofetz Chaim explains, what is this machlokes about? Das mechaber the stam adar or adar sheni. When we say adar, it means adar sheni. And we're going to fill this out a little bit, because otherwise the terms are going to get confusing. V'yeshayim rem lehepach. The yeshayim, the Ramah says otherwise, and meaning that stam adar is adarishin. Okay, let's leave that to the side. Now, what does it mean, what Stam Adar is? I will read for a moment from the Shach on Simen Reish Chof in Yerodea, and in Sif Kotten Yud Zayin, and here he also quotes the Mari Mintz, the Maram Mintz, so Simen Tes, I think it's... This is... Okay. So he says the following, that the Chosim Shuv is Mara Mintz of Simentes Kishemaskir Adar. The question is, a person said, this is his and Hilchos the Dorm, we'll come back to this in the whole raid. A person made a neder and he said until Adar. So the Shaila is, now it's an Ibrio, does it mean until Adar Rishon, until Adar Sheni? So Rima Mintz writes, Kishemaskar Adar, Yoda Be'ibu Shata, he knew it was a leap year. Amina the Adar Sheni Komer, he meant until Adar Sheni. Kaven the Adar Rishon Uchoy the She'ibur. Okay, this is the key point. What determines what's Stam Adar and what's not Stam Adar? The Shaila really comes down to, what is Choy the She'ibur Kedip Rashti? So this is what he's quoting. Which is the leap month and which is the real Adar? That's the issue. So is Adar Rishon the leap month and Adar Sheni is the regular Adar? Or Adar Rishon is the real Adar and Adar Sheni is the leap month? That's what the Shach says, that's what he quotes through Noar Mintz, is the issue. Yeah. So which is the real? Well, the real Adar, please stand up. So here we have, we'll come back to the Maram Mokum in Yerodea soon. So here we have, so the Mechaber says that the real Adar is Adar Sheni, and the Ramah says the real Adar is Adar Rishon. Okay. Now let's go to Siman Nun Hei and see what we find in Siman Nun Hei. In Siman Nun Hei we find the following. Here's a Ramah. When we should know Neilad Ba'adar, the Ramah writes, a person was born in Adar, in a regular Adar, V'nasa B'mitzvah B'shnasa Ibor. And he becomes a bar mitzvah in a year which is an ibrio. This year. Eino nasa bar mitzvah adar hasheni. And right, the tshuva is Mari Mintz, and that's who we quoted here to tell us Eishav Dibdis Anabarishan. And here we write that he quoted the tshuva is Mari Mintz as the source that the bar mitzvah is an adar sheni. Now, why is the bar mitzvah an adar sheni? So let's read the Mishnah Berurah. that, let's say a guy was born in Nisan, so you have to wait. You can't become bar mitzvah till the next Nisan. It's 13 months this year, so it's 13 months. It's a 13-month year. Become welcome. Have me the dafka ben early bechodesh achar gom barash chodesh Nisan. Vishnas yud gom uberes. So you might say, well, he finished 12, 13 years on Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's it. He doesn't have to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan for. A nasa mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I will know the Rosh Chodesh Adar. Have me the nasa mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. That's it. This is Adar now. Kamashma, now listen carefully. The Adar Rishon or Nikra Adar. Adar Rishon is not Adar. Ela Chodesh Eibur. This is called Chodesh Eibur. Here he's quoting, he says, this is the Levush's explanation of this halacha. Ela Chodesh Eibur Mikra. This is called Chodesh Eibur. Sharein Karnas and Megillah Adar Rishon, Ran Banin, Nan Ambinan, Yud Gimel Shalom and Shleimim. So this is not, he didn't get to the real Adar yet. This is Erzatz Adar, phony Adar. So let's make up our mind. This is the Ramo, quoting the Marimins. And here he's telling me that Adar Rishon is the phony Adar. When it came to the York site, the same Ramo, the Chofetz Chaim said that we Ashkenazim reserved the York site by Adar Rishon. Why? Because that's the real Adar. That's the real Adar. The Yeshayimrim, right? The question, which was the real Adar? So the Mechaber held the Stam Adar Adar Sheni. We saw in the Shach, what does that mean? That means that Adar Rishon is the fake Adar. That's the Chodesh Eibur. And Yeshayimrim the Hepech, and they're saying you keep it the first month because the Adar Sheni is the Chodesh Eibur. And Adar Rishon is the real one. So Ramo, please make up your mind. When it came to a Yortzeit, he told me that according to the Chofetz Chaim, that Adar Rishon is the real Adar, and Adar Sheni is the leap month. When he came to the halachos of the bar mitzvah, he told me, "No, this bar mitzvah boy has to wait till Adar Beis. He wants to have his bar mitzvah and Adar Rishon." And the rabbi lost him. Why not? Because Adar Rishon is phony Adar. You were born in Adar. This is fake Adar. This is just leap month. Adar's next month. You know. Then we should have called it Shvat Sheni. Then you would have been happy. You know. So we call it Adar, but it's not Adar, it's just Shvat Sheni. That's all finished. Adar's next month. So, it's an out-and-out stira in the Ramah, and this always troubled me. Now let's look a little further in this. There's a lot of trouble with the Mechaber sheet and why the Mechaber came to the conclusion. The Rosh Hashulchan is troubled by it, the Gro, the Shach, everyone is troubled. How the Mechaber paskin that you should keep a Yortzeit by Adar Sheni? Why? Because it's really a sugya in the dark. And the sugya is discussed, we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch part, Simen Reishchof, Sivches, and the other day, in the Hilchos Lidor. Omer Adar Shchodesh Adar. A guy made a neder, whatever, he won't eat chicken till Rosh Chodesh Adar. Right? Chicken, and Yosser like chicken, right? Until Rosh Chodesh Adar. So now he comes to the rabbi, listen, I don't know what's going on. We're now holding, right? We're up to, today was Chof Bei Shvat. So can I eat chicken next week, or do I have to wait 5 weeks to eat chicken? So the Shulchan Aruch says, he has to wait Adar Shchodesh Adar Rishon. Next week he can eat chicken. If he said Atzoif Adar, then he's in trouble. Because Atzoif Adar is Atzoif Adar Sheni. It's an interesting thing that it means. If he says Atzoif Adar, so then he has to wait till the end of Adar Sheni. But if he says Ad Adar, is Adar Rishon. So the Shach says, what's the reason for that view? Because we just said that what's the reason for that view? It has to do which is the real Adar. So if you hold that the first Adar is the real Adar, then you're fine. Then once you got up to this Adar, you're ready to go. So right, so that's the question. The question is, which is the real Adar and which is the leap Adar? So the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here that which is the real Adar is the first Adar, meaning the second month is the leap month. And then Udo HaRambam, then he brings the Rambam's view. Yoda Shoshana Muberes, if he was aware that it's Shoshana Muberes, Vamarad Shchaydish Adar, also Rad Shchaydish Adar Sheni. So the Rambam holds that the real Adar is Adar Sheni. And the phony Adar is the first one. So now, so everybody jumps on the Mechaber. The Mechaber wrote a Stamdei, you know, wrote, in other words, the general view, who wrote to the Rambam. It's pretty clear that the Rambam, that the Shulchan Aruch means the Halacha is like the first day and not like the Rambam. And there he's paskening it until Adar Rishon. That it means the real Adar is Adar Rishon. So how did the Shulchan Aruch pasken by a Yortzeit that the key by the Sheni? That's the whole world's Kasher Aruch Hashem. This is the Tamir. And the Gro writes on this, Avo b'shor mekaymes, and the rest of the place in the Shulchan Aruch where this issue comes up, sosam kisvora harishayna. The Shulchan Aruch followed just one view, the first view, that Adar is, the first Adar is the real Adar. And he knocks off a bunch of Aram HaKadosh, Aram Baruch Haim, Simen Tov Chub Zayin, V'Simen Tov Chub Samaches B'Hago, Ulekam and Sof Simen Tov Beis, Uben Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Chavol, B'Hago, Avachayshin Mishpit Simen Mem Gimel Sif Chafei. All of these follow that the real Adar is Adar Rishon. Avo B'Shulchan Aruch Baruch Haim, Simen Tov Chub Samaches Sif Zayin, Posar K'Haram, there the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rambam. And he says every other place in the Shulchan Aruch that discusses it. The Gaon says, how in the world did the Mechaber do such a thing? That all of a sudden he went off to the Rambam Shita, and it was Saiser every other place in the Shulchan Aruch where this is discussed. He says, every place else in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is also of the view, the real Adar is Adar Rishon. So what happened? This is the Kasha. So there are attempts to answer it. So he brings, I think, the Atzei Levoina brings a Teretz. Ayin Shach Sifkot and Yudzai. This will do Shosh. Shehik Shebichai Shem Mishpat Samim and Gimel. Lohi Bisoros Aram on Cloud. L'chayra, in other words, what's the issue there? There's an issue in Choshen Mishpat. If you have a star, there's two stars. One says Adar Sheni and one says Adar. So which one is presumed to be the first star that was written? That's Kedima. So that depends which is the real Adar. Right? That's going to be the issue. So how do we know which one to choose? So the other Shulchan Aruch, in fact, didn't bring the Rambam's view at all. And there, if anything, in Momenus would be easier to bring it, because sometimes by Momenus we pass to like a miyat, the Muchsa can win. Perhaps. Some situations. The Lahavi Soros around on cloud. Because of the Roiv Koyren Stam Adar Adar Arishin. That most people call Adar Adar Arishin. Miyat Koyren Adar Sheni the Stam Adar. And some people, the minority of people, refer to Adar Sheni as Adar. The kach, the Indian storos, the ain't shom muchzik. There's no muchzik there, because each one is trying to get from someone else. Neither one is having the money. Hilka is holch and achar aroiv. So there we can follow the roiv, because it's two guys that are not muchzik. Reuven wants money from Levi, and Shimon wants money from Levi. Who has the first dibs? So neither one is holding the money. So if you're not holding the money, you don't have it in muchzik. Uven idorim ain't holch and achar aroiv. And by the Doram, he said, we don't want to go Bosaroyf. Therefore, he says, by the Doram, he didn't want to pass like the Roif. So the Mechaber holds Adar Rishon is the added month. Moshe Kosev Atoys of Rosh Hashanah. Ba'asheini Huayikar. And the Sheini is the real one. And that's what the Shach wrote in Yerushalayim Aram Mintz. The Adar Rishon or Achadosh Ha'ibar. That's the leap month. Huma Yerushalmi. Lachen Linen Kfiyas Yortzayit. When it comes to the Yortzayit, Kavuhu Ba'ayis Adar Shuayikar. So the main Adar is Adar Sheni, the Mechaber held, so therefore he made it in the second one. However, Dainawad Adar Sheni, within the Dorim, Einaf Kamina Mashua Ika, we don't care about the Ika. Raka kol toli beloshim b'nei odom. The Dorim follows what people say. The kavonas anoida, the chen yesh deyos b'zeh. So therefore, we can start to cheshbon what it is. There's a tzad to Adishaini because Adishaini had one of the tainas that they have, listen, when's Purim? So, you know, when we think about Adar, the first thing that comes to mind is Purim. So you can tell me all the terrorists that you want, why Adar Rishon is Adar, but people's mindset of Adar is Adishaini. Yeah, so the Dharmas follows Loshim and Ayodam. So he says, in Loshim and Ayodam, you can dispute which one it is. But in other words, part of the Dian will be, well, it's Purim is there, so there's a T in that direction to call it, to call that Purim, to call that Adar. And maybe that's, in other words, the Machmirim are going to say, that listen, that's a very big mindset, you know. In other words, people are the Lumdis, which is the people just know, listen, when you celebrate Purim, that's Adar, you know. When's Mitzvah Adar Yoda? That's it, when you celebrate Purim, you know, that's it. To all the terrorists in the world don't change what people think is Adar. So this is what they want to say. Oh, so here we're in a bind. Now, why is it in the Ramah himself we're in a bind? And none of these Terutzim are going to help us. Because the Ramah Soyser himself from the halachos of Yortzeit, the halachos of Bar Mitzvah. If we follow the reasoning of the Ramah by the Yortzeit, and that is that Adar Rishon is the real Adar, then a guy should get Bar Mitzvah and Adar Rishon too. Shouldn't have to wait till Adar Sheni. And it happens to be this is not a theoretical question. This is a very serious question. And particularly if you're a Yekka, it's a serious question. Or a real Litvak, one of those two. I mean, I should say the Litvak is more than anyone else. It's a serious question. Why? The Shaila is, when should a Bar Mitzvah Bocher start putting on tefillin? It's not a light matter. It's a mitzvah to say the Raisa. So, should he start putting on another Rishon, the tefillin? Now, if there's going to be a debate of which is the real Adar, so you're going to tell me that if the Ramah holds that the real Adar is the Adar Rishon, or many Shitas hold that way, so the Chara we ought to paskin that he should put on tefillin the Adar Rishon. And after all the dust settled, it still might not be a bad idea. But now, if you come from my part of the world, where all my people come from Russia and Poland, so there the minhag was to put on a month before they started wearing tefillin. So Mameila here, they wouldn't have this problem. Because Mameila, months before, they'll start putting on the tefillin. So you just have to be makbid. We're not so makbid, dafka to the day. You know, if we have reasons, it's an approximation. We move it around. But be'etzem, be'ikra, the minig is a month before. So if you started a month before, so good. So you start that day in adoration. So we would be wearing tefillin every day. And I think the yekis, I think, have 3 months, right? The yekis, 3 months. But the real Litvakis, they don't put on tefillin until the mamash, the day of the Bar Mitzvah. So this is a very serious issue. Anyone... What? Brocha, it's chinuch, they can make a brocha.
But even if the chassidim, let's say they put on 30 days before, they make a brocha?
Yeah, sure. My family made a brocha. That's chinuch. Chinuch, you can also make a brocha. You pick up a lulav and esrog when you're a cotton, you make a brocha.
You can also make it in the Mitzvah also.
Yeah, or rather. So we make a brocha. So the shaila is, it's a very serious question. In other words, any brocha that's the mitzvah this year and other issue, maybe you should start putting on tefillin then.
What's the delta?
Not much, the truth of the matter is, you know. Unless you want to hold that we're afraid that, in other words, until these mamash b'chuyiv min haTorah, we're makbid because of that we're not on the madrega to wear tefillin the whole day, so we don't put them on, like women don't put them on for that reason, b'chlam. But hayyaster, he has to start, and there's a tzadr is derisive. So this is a serious, serious issue. Now, let's just.
What's the reason why the mitzvah should not put on until the day of the mitzvah?
I presume the reason is. Right? What?
That's the downside, the reason they don't do it.
I presume the downside is because you have to be on the madrega, and if you're not mechli, we don't wear tefillin when we're not mechli. Why don't we wear tefillin the whole day? We're not on the madrega to do so. So the same thing. So why do we wear when we get bummed? It's because in Breyer, it's a mitzvah. We have no choice. But that's why we put them on. We daven shachris and we get them off. We don't hang on. We don't run around for 2 hours with them on. for that reason. So I presume in the litter that was the pain, because yesterday he wasn't mamish b'chuyev. So it's not kedai to put them on. That mistava was their cheshbon. You know, litvakas were hard-headed, you know, smali halacha. You know, in the more chassidish world, they bent more in the direction of chinuch. In many halachas. You know, in the chassidish world, the marshal, every bochah after bar mitzvah in his father's house makes kiddush. You know, that's the way my father, Allah Hashem, was knowing with us. Every one of us made kiddush. In the chassidish world, that's the way to know.
At what age did this start?
So when you're old enough to say.
Even at
6 years old, 7 years old, I always, you know.
What's the end of them making it home?
Chinuch. They made a big stress.
So, what's the chinuch of the...
That you should know, you should be used to making kiddush. It shouldn't be up as later in life.
Why do afterwards, you know, rather than the kiddush?
What?
Even dialogue.
Yeah, because it's also part of the chinuch. That's
no, it's like someone third. Let's say there's 10 people in.
Oh, because that life. Used to the stall because they didn't make set. You see, the litvakis stressed out mitzaradin, and mitzaradin is beregum hadras melech. So since the chassidish didn't grow up that way with the stress in the Boregom Hadras Melech, so they're not knocked about it. So Mamela, each balabos makes for himself. Why? Because that's the way he was mechunach when he was by his father's table. That he also made kiddush. In Bayos Lamoshel, the same thing. With our lechem mishnah was the same way. Yeah, every one of us had our own lechem mishnah. We didn't learn yotzi with my father's lechem mishnah. Never. Unless maybe for some reason there was a shortage, you know. But we weren't yotze with his lechem mishnah. Every single one of us had our own lechem mishnah. Because that was their derech, of chinuch. But the litvak is one mishura sadin. And the shura sadin is the Borei Vam is stronger than that. I'll call upon him. So the shaila is, those that start wearing tefillin on the day of a mitzvah, so what should they do this year? So, according to what we've seen until now, it looks like it's a major machlekes. In other words, according to the Rambam, who's the yochid, that you could start putting on another sheni, and according to all the other sheets, it would seem it ought to be b'adarishin. And as the Aruch HaShulchan, and as the Gros says, all over the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin this way. And the Shulchan Aruch all over wrote this, but Aruch HaShulchan points out in Hilchos Tainus, he says, why, how in the world did the Mechaber come to this din by a yartzeit? But he himself obviously holds that Rov Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam the way he wrote the Halacha in Hilchos Nedarim. So if Rov Rishonim hold that Adarishan is the deal, so the Chayr should be putting on tefillin by Adarishan. So let's go to the Gro. I had an idea, Machshava, I thought. So we'll go to the Gro, and let's see what the Gro has to say. The Gro is, this halacha of the Bar Mitzvah is in Siman Nunhei, it's in Sif Yud, in the Ramah. So let's read it. Now, the Vilna, now it's interesting, because the Vilna Goyen was no chosid of the sheet of Adashemi. The Goyin said the Shulchan Aruch all over Soysim that the Adarishan is the real Adar. And Ramela, if a guy said Adador, so the Neder, but the guy, it's a Dindaraisa. The Goyin said the Neder should end by, according to what the Shulchan Aruch paskins all over the Shulchan Aruch, and what he paskins in Nuchas Dor, the Neder should end that Rosh Chodesh Adarishan. That's it, next week, it's over. And that's a Duraisa Dikidin. So the Goyin said that that's the Koveya. So if that's the case, and now we'll ask ourselves, so according to that, if that's true, and according to the Hezber that we have, that the reason is in a Nasa Bar Mitzvah, because Adarishan is the phony Adar, and the real Adar is Adarishani. So that means according to the Goyin, Roi Rishayin, that means Bar Mitzvah by Adarishan. So we would expect, if that's the case, the Goyin is going to disagree with that Ramah. But we're going to find otherwise. The Goyin didn't disagree with that Ramah. The Goyin likes that Ramah. But not for the reasons that we have until now. So the Goyin is going to change the axis of the halacha to a different point. Right now we're talking, the till now the discussion has been which is the real Adar, the Rishon, Adar Sheni. It's relevant in the Dorum, relevant in Shtoros, many places. So the Goyin writes the following. And this Ramah, when we should know that by Adar, when Asar a mitzvah, Vishnasa Iba, and an Asar a mitzvah, are Adar Hashaini. So let's see what the Gros says here. So the Gros says the following. Kamesha Omru Birushalmi Perakamba Diksuvas. Now the issue of which is the real Adar, that's a machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Dorum, in that Sugya. And there's a shaila how we paskin. Do we paskin like most Rishonim and paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or we paskin like Rabbi Meir? That's the shaila. Which one we paskin like? Which is the real Adar? Will the real Adar please stand up? So that's the Sugya in the Dorum. When the Goyin discusses this Ramah, the Goyin doesn't discuss the Gemara in the Dorum. The Goyin is going and it goes in a different direction altogether. Forget the Gemara in the Dorum. The Goyin says, this has nothing to do with this din. Is this Kimoisha Omru Yerushalmi Perakamadik Suvas, a very famous Yerushalmi that the Shach quotes, in fact, in Hilchos Nida. Omar of Avin. Ekra lelo kim elyon, I'll call to the Lord on high, lokel goymer alai, the one that does, carries out what he wants. So Rishami says the following. This is a halacha that if a girl is less than 3 years old and she has relations, that the psulim will grow back. So now the shaila is the following. What happens if it was now she, let's say it was Adar Sheni now, and they decided to make Ibur Hashanah, so they pushed it off. So she won't, let's say she was born Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So when Adar came around, Rosh Chodesh Adar should have been, end of Adar Rishon should have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan. She's 3 years old. 10 days into that, they come along and they decide we're making an Ibur Shana. So now, instead of being Rosh Chodesh Nisan 10 days ago, that was Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. But Rishalmi says, "V'nim lochin bezdin," and Bezdin decided la abra absulam chayzum. This is what the Shach brings, that the Dinan Shamayim as Koveya had a biology of this world works. Ve'ilav, and if they don't do such a thing, ain't a besulim chayzer. Ve'zeu shekosa besif yud b'haga u'misha noilad. And this is the pshat in the that din in the Rama u'misha noilad ba'ad u'nasa b'mitzvah b'shnasi even u'nasa b'mitzvah ba'ad u'sheni. So the guy now takes a new turn. They don't just forget about the sugi and the dorim and the machloikis and when the neder ends and simon reish chof and yoradeya. Not germane to our discussion. In that discussion, which is the real Adar, the Goyin holds Adar Rishon is the real Adar. And the Mechaber who wrote otherwise is Advar Pella. End of discussion. Nothing you're talking about. Yet the Goro is 100% happy with the Pesach of the Ramah that the Bar Mitzvah is Adar Sheni. Why? Because we're dealing with two different subjects, the Goro says. You want to know when his birthday is. If you want to have a birthday party, you should have it in Adar Rishon. That's, he was born, when was he born? He was born in Adar, so his birthday is, the Yortzeit is in Adar Rishon, his birthday is in Adar Rishon, the star that's written for Adar is Adar Rishon, all Adar Rishon. But that's if you want to know what month is this? This is Adar, and this is the 10th of Adar, so if there's something that takes place in the 10th of Adar, so it takes place in Adar Rishon, not in Adar Sheni. Other than Mikra Megillah, and we'll come back to that soon, why Mikra Megillah is otherwise. We'll discuss that in a moment. But the Gros says we're dealing with a different issue. I didn't ask you what month it is, the Gros said. I asked you, you become Bar Mitzvah when 30, not when you reach your birthday. Forget about that. That's not how you become Bar Mitzvah. You become Bar Mitzvah when you finish 13 years on this earth. Then you become Bar Mitzvah. Till you finish 13 years on this earth, you don't become Bar Mitzvah. So the shaila is, if you're born in Adar Rishon, if you're born in Adar, and now you come back to Adar in this year, the year is not over yet. The year, a year for this year includes an extra month. The year of this year is 13 months long. So Mameila, since it's a 13-month year, so Mameila, the mitzvah is you don't become a bar mitzvah, the Gaon says. If it could change the biological world, whether it changes, whether he means to say that the bar mitzvah is a certain state in biological development, and Mameila, that's what seems to be saying, and that you reach at the age of 13, so that's delayed for another month. That's totally in when the 13th year finishes. That's when you finish 13 years, it's a state of maturation by which you become a mitzvah. The Gaon seems to be saying that it's not just a calendar date, it's a certain maturation that you reach at that point in life. That doesn't take place till the 13th year is finished. In the same way that in Hilchos, in the halacha of a b'sula, it's not really, if they declare that this is not Nisan, it's Adesheni, it's a different mitzvah. Having declared that this year is a different mitzvah, so the state that he has to reach to become a mitzvah is not reached until he finishes an extra month. So what the Gaon is saying, there's two things. We're not dealing, he asked me what his birthday is another reason. Make a party for him, make a party for him, that's fun. Not relevant. But the bar mitzvah is not a din in when his birthday is. The bar mitzvah is a din when a person finishes 13 years in this world, he becomes a bar mitzvah. In a Ibiyar, you don't finish 13 years for an extra month. So whenever that is, that's what he said earlier. That, listen, if he was born in Nisan, he doesn't become a mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh Adar. And that's not because, there happens to be his birthday didn't come yet either, but that's not the issue. I don't care when his birthday is. That's not relevant. If you wanted to make his birthday part of Rosh Chodesh Adar, it still wouldn't change anything. You have to finish 13 years. He was born Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so until he hit Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he didn't finish 13 years. If he was born on Adar, this year is a 13-month year. And you don't finish the year until 13 months old. And that's what the Gaon is a chassid of this halacha. So the Gaon says, yeah, you ask me what I hold, Adar Rishon is the real Adar. Absolutely. Anything that says otherwise doesn't stand. When this guy becomes bar mitzvah, but Adar Sheni, the Gaon says. Why? Because I'm not asking when's Adar. I don't care when Adar. I'll tell you his birthday. You want to make his grandmother wants to make him a birthday party, make it an Adar Rishon. Yeah. But you become bar mitzvah, not on your birthday. You become bar mitzvah when you finish 13 years in this world. That's when you become bar mitzvah. And he's not going to finish in the Hebrew year. You need an extra month to finish the 13th year. That's it. That's why. You're not waiting because his birthday is an Adar Sheni. No, his birthday is an Adar Rishon. You want to know, they made a shvuah that you give him a present on his birthday. When do you have to give it, right? So another shayla, right? I made a shvuah. I'm going to give Gary, Gedalia, a present on his birthday. I'm going to buy him a cake, a 10-inch, layer cake for his birthday. Good. I made a shvuah to Raisa. So now come Rabbi Sai. He was born in Adar. So do I have to bring in an Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni? What's the difference? So the Gaon of Paskin, I have to bring in an Adar Rishon. Why? Because the real Adar is Adar Rishon. So his birthday is the 10th day of Adar Rishon, and that's why I made a shvuah d'oraisa to bring him a cake. The Gaon said it, but I didn't derise him. At the Dorum, I'm going to say, I'm not going to eat the chicken. Chicken should be osur alai and kekoinim until I get to Adar. And the Gaon says, when I get to Rosh Chodesh Adar next week, next Wednesday, whenever it is, Aleph Adar, Arishon, I can eat chicken. The Yisra Deraisa. The Gaon doesn't mean, he's not mincing words here. The Gaon is not swaking, the Gaon is strong. So if I made a shvuah, I'm going to give Gary a cake on his birthday, and he was born in Adar. So the 10th of Adar, I'm a chuyif to bring him a cake to his house, otherwise I'm over the shvuah. No question about it. Elamai, you want to know something else when this kid gets bar mitzvah? Nothing to do with it. His birthday was last month, but he didn't finish the year. Yeah! So good, the Gaon. Sure, you can ask 20 points.
I understand what the Gaon is saying about the bar mitzvah, okay? But I have two different ideas. First, specifically on your side, how would the Gaon hold regarding the person who's in the first year, for example, and he's in this year now, the 12 months, and he's grappling with when to make a yahrzeit, but to have an additional question.
Yeah, first of all, Avelus is 12 months, it's not a year. That's the first decite. Oh, good. Now, when's the anniversary of his death? That's not totally in years. That's what I'm telling you. It's totally in 12 months. Not 13, not a year. Avel is not for a year. It's for 12 months. That's what a halacha is. An ovel, muskum la halacha, that when an ibiyah comes, it's not relevant. After 12, when a law, as soon as 12 months pass, he counts others. If there's two others, it's 2 months. So he, his yard side, his avelus ends a month before. The yard side is on the anniversary, on the day, the death anniversary date. So if it's he died last year in Adar, and the real Adar is Adar Rishon, so that's it. So that's the anniversary. When's he died? He died in Chof Adar last year. So when is Chof Adar? When's the real Chof Adar this year? Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. So the Goyin says the real Adar is Adar Rishon. So the Yahrzeit comes then. That's it. Happens to be good. I mean, this is 12 months. It would also end that time.
How's that factor with the Ramah?
It doesn't. The Ramah is only talking about if we're dealing with a date and a month, you go by Adar Rishon. That's all. That's what the Gra says. That's what the Mechaber, the Ramah says. The only difference is when we're counting by years. Bar mitzvahs count by years. Psulim count by years. So that's different. When you're counting by years, this year is 13 months.
So we go according to the Ramah when it comes to your side.
Because that's a date.
What?
That's a calendar date. It's not a year. It's nothing to do with a year. On the calendar date, that's when the Yahrzeit is.
All these shilas and these psukim, when the birthday, Yahrzeit, and whatever psak you follow, does it make a difference if the death, let's say, by a Yahrzeit or by mitzvah when the child was born? Does it make a difference if the child or the death happened on an Adar Rishon or on an Adar Sheni?
Sure. If it happened, if there was, in other words, if there was a year that had an Adar Rishon and an Adar Sheni, so then the death is considered if there's an Adar Sheni and he died on Chof Adar Sheni. So Chof Adar Sheni is the date. Elamai, the halacha is if they were born in an Ibiyar and there is no Ibiyar this year, so then it gets all, the dates get all compressed into Adar Rishon, which is that famous oddity in the halacha of the guy that's born second is bar mitzvah first. Right? They were born, one guy was born on Chof Tes Adar Rishon and one guy was born in Hey Adar Sheni. So he was born out basically a week apart. And the year of the bar mitzvah is a regular year, one Adar. So the guy of Hay, his birthday is on Hay Adar. So he's bar mitzvah 3.5 weeks before the guy that was born a week before. So you hear Rabbi Yisrael, Shishnei Dinan Nefrodim. There's a Dinan date, calendar date. Dates go also, do you follow the Adar Rishon, the grosses? Years! Something else. You need 13 months.
So, is there any commemoration on Adar Sheni?
So, the Achroinim say that Hayoist is a machlaikis here. So, it's a nice thing to do is to say to, even according to the Ashkenazim, to say Kaddish and make a Kel Mole probably again in Adar Sheni. The Omid, it depends. If there's a real Chiyah, one can't get the Omid, can't wrest the Omid from him. But if there's no real chiyuv, it's a good thing to take the omer to. But that's, you know, to cover all the bases. But the goyin is very, very, the goyin is very clear. This is the first time that I was had this idea, but I was afraid to say it because it runs in the face of what all the achronim are writing here. In terms of the bar mitzvah, the Chofetz Chaim brings the lavush. But now that I saw the grow is clear cut. The grow is turns his back on the Gemara and the Dorah. There's nothing to do with the Gemara and the Dorah, which is the real Ador. End of that discussion, different discussion. What's the Metzius of an Ibiyah? And how does it impact the physical world? So this Rav Mitzvah, according to the Gra, a certain state is 13 years of physical maturation. You didn't finish 13 years of maturation, you're not a Rav Mitzvah yet. That's what the Gra is writing. That is half of a fellow. This is the first time that I came to an understanding about how this Ramah could be. So according to the Goyin that comes out, it's a double borrow that he doesn't have to put on tefillin. There's no suffix. I'm just wondering, I would presume I'm going to find that there are poskim, I'm almost 100% sure, that are machmer, that from other rishon you should put on tefillin in such a case. I'll look around, I'm pretty sure that I saw it once already. But according to the goyin, it would come out as meyushev, those that don't do such a thing. Okay, any further questions?
How does the gum resolve, you say it's about maturation, but in the case where the one child is born on the last day of Adar Sheni and the other one is born on the first day of Adar Rishon, then
Same thing, probably. It's a heavenly thing. Since the year ends, that's it. Shamayim, they bring him to where he's supposed to be. The same way, I presume, in reverse. You're right. The same way the maturation could be a little slower, could be a little faster, too. It's a heavenly thing. You're right. I like your ha'ara, because I hadn't focused upon it, but it's la'inyan, as they say, to the point.
You don't have to call it maturation. You call it the din and shanim.
Yeah, but the goin goes to goin. Seems
to know whether you're showing me, but that's also a demonstration.
Yeah, but that the going is going further. They'd say, I don't think he just means that. Otherwise, he wouldn't need that Rishalmi for that. There's others, you know.
But there's no source that says that Adushami without that Rishalmi. Yishami is the one who says that the
Din of Shonim is... Could be it's a Din of Shonim. I don't want to commit myself 100% to which it is. Is it a Din just in Shonim, or is it a Din in... Is it a physical Din of maturation?
Even if it says a Din of Shonim, you're still going to say that it's that whatever the Shemayim does, so it does. But.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is it relevant to becoming the Bar Mitzvah? In other words, is the Bar Mitzvah a din in 13 years, or is it a din that in 13 years is a level of physical maturation? That I'll leave open. I don't want to, you're right, I don't want to be machriya that question, which it is. Yeah.
So on the second hand, so the yortzeit itself was...
I'm not that it's a din of physical maturation. That's what's b'mashma to me from the Gro, but I can't say that I'm sure.
Let's say someone had kept the yortzeit on the first, they could still do something on the second.
Right? Right. It's kedai, the Rambam says, to learn Mishnayos, say Kaddish.
Yeah.
You tikkun? Yeah, I'll give tikkun, that for sure. That you should give a nisan too, just to make sure in case it was a mistake in the calendar. Okay, Rabbi, so we had a little excitement with the Gro today. This is not, I've gone through, this is around the third time that I went through this sugya. And Hashem was Heir Einai with the Gro, to think of this, and then to see that Lachar, this licked in, that it's licked in the Gro.